National Weather Service forecaster Ethan Williams says it will be more bearable next week.
In the Monday and Tuesday, we have highs of 95 to 97. So if you want to call that a relief in heat, I guess you can. But, you know, anywhere else in the country, 95 to 97 is pretty dang hot.
But Williams' concerns go beyond the heat. He and other forecasters are worried about the lack of rain. The last rain in the area was 3 weeks ago, around the 4th of July. He explains that a high-pressure system is sitting over Texas, which is normal for this time of year. Such systems keep out cooler and wetter conditions. He says between now and early September, our best shot at showers will come from the Gulf of Mexico.
It typically takes something tropical or something off the Gulf to really break the cycle. And that's actually what we had a couple weeks ago. If you remember, we had a couple rain events. One was on July 4th and then a couple days after.
San Antonio's rainfall year-to-date is about 5 inches below normal, and the Edwards Aquifer has dropped more than a foot since Saturday to 649 feet. Stage 2 water restrictions will remain in place unless the aquifer dips to 640 feet. The trigger level for Stage 3 restrictions, which allow watering by sprinkler every other week based on address. Conditions at area waterways are mixed since summer began. The Texas Water Development Board reports Canyon Lake is 88% full, while Medina Lake is 49% full. The Guadalupe River Authority reports the river is flowing at 62 cubic feet per second at Sattler, below Canyon Dam. River outfitters say ideal river flow conditions for tubers is closer to 200 or 300 cubic feet per second. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.